May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Howdy, howdy. This is Christopher Rudy with Cosmic Love for February 16th, 2019. Today I'll be interviewing Dr. Nicholas Trivoli about an amazing health breakthrough that it's going mainstream very fast. Just this last week I heard a program on National Public Radio extolling the new developments with these stem cells, and there are many applications for regenerative medicine. And also this last week I tuned into a free online internet course called The Healing Miracle, The Truth About Stem Cells, and that's an ongoing course. I think the fifth episode is today, and you can Google The Healing Miracle, The Truth About Stem Cells, and get a lot more information on this subject with this that ongoing series. So there are a lot of medical experts now calling these stem cells the greatest advance in medicine since the antibiotic, and we're finding this amazing breakthrough has the ability to address some of the most serious health issues facing modern man, including MS, autism, joint pain, Alzheimer's, COPD, heart disease, and that's just to name a few. So if you're interested in learning how you can activate your body's own stem cells without surgery, injections, or other painful and expensive procedures, the show today may well interest you. So with that brief introduction to stem cells, I'd like to bring on Dr. Nicholas Trivoli, who has worked with stem cell breakthroughs over the last 10 years. Thank you, Dr. Nicholas, for being with us today.
Hey, thanks for having me. Glad to be here and look forward to speaking with your audience on this. It's a great new technology for sure.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it, and I was really excited to find out about your story, how you've worked with these stem cells and the developments that have been moving very fast over the last 10 years. Dr. Nicholas, could you give a little bit of background story of what you've been doing the last 10 years and how you've seen this evolve and where you see this at right now?
Sure, I'd be happy to. So I started out 10 years ago. Honestly, I'm a chiropractor. I've been working with light therapy, cold lasers specifically, and then doing a form of energy type chiropractic. So it's more in the whole holistic or energy field. So it's more non-force, low force type of healing in a sense. And so my business partner and Dr. Jones, she was the woman I was married to at the time, and she had some really serious health issues. So one of the things that brought us into the light therapy was some of the things she had going on, she just couldn't practice really anymore. So she literally had to lay down and sit down in between patients. So we were trying to find ways for her to still practice and continue on. So this is how we got into the whole light therapy, the concept of it. Mm-hmm. And we started using them, a low-level laser specifically, and it really made a big difference. So one of our patients came in and talked to us about an article that was written in Life Extension magazine by Suzanne Summer on lasers. So we read the article, and it talked about her book that was called 8 Steps to Wellness Breakthrough. And in the book, 10 years ago, was talking about all these different controversial types of therapies, stem cells included, mm-hmm. and then also the phototherapy patches that we're talking about tonight. So This is the second chapter in the second to last chapter in the book, and it was talking about how they have these different patches doing very specific things, up-regulating antioxidants specifically, and different things, and they were made for the military. So we thought, this sounds too good to be true, but what if it works? So we ordered
them. And how long ago was this? This was 10 years ago?
This was 10 years ago in November of 2008. Uh-huh. And so we ordered these things, and they look like the size of a Band-Aid. There's materials that are all organic-based materials, or organic amino acids, and they formulate into these tiny little crystals. So there's different ones, and they all are emitting different bandwidths of light. So on a light spectrum, say a yellow or orange or a green, you know,
really?
Different wavelengths. Correct.
Yeah.
So the inventor figured out a way to have different frequencies distilled within these crystals that then create a chemical reaction within the body. So it's using a form of light therapy at a very specific bandwidth of light. Excuse me. And in doing that, it will have a very specific balancing effect to the body. So we started using them on her, and within about a 24-hour period, she had such dramatic healing changes, we just really didn't understand it. And all of our patients were like, what did you do to Dr. Joan? And I really didn't know. I said, I don't know, but try these out and tell me what you feel. And one by one, we were getting all these amazing healings. I mean, I call them miracles because they were so dramatic that we couldn't comprehend what was happening because it was so fast.
I read your sheet of testimonials from all these different medical doctors and the results they were getting that they just couldn't believe, and they thought it was miraculous too. So that really piqued my interest.
It really throws you for a curve because everybody kind of like talks about different changes and there's all these amazing testimonials, but it starts to sound too good to be true because it's so common, and we start to take it for granted because, oh yeah, you're just going to do this and have this change, and if you've never heard this before, it's really kind of, it does sound too good to be true. So which leads us to where we are now.
I worked in an office, and like, this is full disclosure where I'm coming from, where I was in an office with three chiropractors in my second holistic health center, and I was the holistic guy working with iridology, nutrition, homeopathy, electroacupuncture, and essential oils. That was 30 years ago. But electroacupuncture, right, you know, and the homeopathy, that's of course working on an energy level. So I saw the laser thing coming, and the light therapy, and I knew that was going to be big. And I haven't followed a lot about the stem cell thing, but it's going. I see it going mainstream now very quickly. The stem cell thing. So excuse me for interrupting. I just thought
no. It makes perfect sense. It's perfect time to explain this. So this is why and so many people are getting involved and interested, and this is because stem cell therapy is such the hot topic. I mean, I'm here in Arizona, and there's weekend seminars going on in multiple hotels around the valley, literally introducing people into trying the stem cell injections. Okay, so the price is extremely high. It's somewhat controversial. There's different types of stem cells, whether it be through the bone marrow or fat cells or getting them through the umbilical cord, which everything gets more controversial the further you go down that hole.
Well,
so,
I was going to say in that regard, 10 years ago, you know, about the only thing you heard about stem cells in the media was that it was from aborted fetuses. Well, of course, now they're getting the stem cells from people's own blood, you know, in recycling the blood and filtering out the stem cells after they have ways of stimulating and other ways. And this is the photo, what do they call it? The photobiomodulation.
Yeah, the scientific terms for the light therapy is photobiomodulation. So let's just kind of talk about that for a minute. The simple way to describe it for people, the way I describe it to patients, is when you stand out in the sun and the sun hits your skin, nothing's going in your body, but your body makes a suntan, or you make vitamin D. So that's photosynthesis, which helps make the plants grow. So the same type of light therapy is basically instilled into the patch. So the materials are, again, organic, and they're using the body's heat, which is kind of the infrared or electromagnetic field coming off the body, as the power source that turns on the materials on in the patch to emit these wavelengths of light back into the body. And so they're running in between a 630 nanometer to between 810, which is the laser that I use was a 635 nanometer coherent wavelength of light, and then you'd plug in different frequencies that would ride on that light to create chemical reactions within the body, and that's what I was using for years and getting great results. But now this is something that a patient could do themselves, and it could be less.
It's kind of the next level of self-care.
Very much, and it's fast and it's cheap. Everybody wants it to be cheap and fast and get really good results. So the inventor has gone through like three phases over the 14 years it's been, the different patches have been out there. So it was a first phase with pain management and energy and sleep, and then it went into an anti-aging phase, which was for glutathione detoxification. There's the carnosine patch, which is for muscle repair. and then an anti-stress anti-inflammatory. So we're now moving into the third phase, which is more regenerative medicine, and the patch that he's developed is this patch that upregulates or it's elevating the copper peptide called GHK copper. So if you want to Wikipedia this copper, this copper peptide, you will see the information about it, and it's been studied for 40 years. So it's not something new. It's been around for a while, actually.
So these patches aren't transferring a chemical or a drug or anything like that. They're working on, you know, on the energetic level behind the chemical level, or the bioenergetic key to the biochemistry. It's like the cause behind the cause is like the energetic quantum realm, and it's actually working in that quantum photo light realm.
Correct. So you hit it right on the head. So people who don't want to do expensive injections or painful injections, the best part is you don't have to spend this expensive money and hope you're going to get those changes. This is going to activate this copper peptide with light. So it's like stand out in the sun, you make a suntan. This is just emitting light to activate this copper peptide. So we already have this copper peptide naturally floating around in our bodies, but as we get older, it's less and less. So say you're 60 years old as opposed to a 20-year-old, there's about 60% less of this copper peptide floating around, which has a direct effect to your own natural stem cells that are already floating around in your body, which is why you heal slower and less. So imagine if you could activate this copper peptide and upregulate it to a higher, faster state of a healthier you, like say you're 20 even though you're 60, that's the way the science is working, and the body starts to start regenerating itself like a healthier person, which is why people are getting these instantaneous healings from pain relief to energy to sleep. The list goes on and on. I mean, you name a problem, I can tell you somebody who's had a healing with this already, and it's been that dramatic in a 6 months' time.
So the way I understand, every cell in the body has these stem cells, and of course, it is the stem of the cells is related to the, as I understand it, the telomeres, isn't it? The telomeres is, you know, they're talking about life extension, and as you get older, the telomeres get shorter, and every DNA, what is it? Every DNA chain at the very end of it is a telomere. And there's been a whole lot about this, and I've actually had shows where I've had experts on the show that were specifically, their expertise was in telomeres and the understanding of life extension with telomere extension and how different ways to work with, you know, extending the telomeres. And as I kind of was remembering that while I was getting ready for the show today, I was kind of tuning into this understanding. Well, you know, this understanding of every cell in the body has to replicate. You know, what they say, you know, the cells in the mouth will replicate every 24 hours, where it takes like 7 years for the cells in the bones to replicate or something like that. And that process slows down, you know, that the recreation of the cells, you know, the stem cell, as you explained, that whole process slows as you age. And, of course, you know, life extension, you know, the whole understanding of the process of regenerative medicine is life extension. I mean, I can see whether the stem cells are directly related to the telomeres. I mean, I can see how both of them are kind of keyed into the process. So that's why I'm thinking telomeres, you know, the DNA, you know, a corollary to the stem cells, you know, does it relate to that, or do the stem cells impact the telomeres? But in every regard,
indirectly. And here's how it's doing it. So when this copper peptide is elevated, meaning there's more of it floating around in your body, it's going to make the stem cells that are not differentiated yet. They're just cells saying, do I want to be a nose cell, an eye cell, a knee cell, a toe cell, a liver cell? Uh-huh. Wherever there's an inflammatory issue, they're going to go and be attracted to that. And that's how this thing starts to work. So, and then also, as your cells divide, you have a picture of the DNA, and then you make a new cell with the old picture of the DNA, and this is the aging process. So the way this is working, and the research shows that the stem cell is going to make a new DNA, which then is going to make a new cell. So the body's going to keep reversing the age. And this is where it's going in a reversal of regeneration instead of anti-aging, which is the slowing down of the age. Now we're doing
something
they're showing is reversing it based on it changing that DNA, which is, again, going to have that more of an indirect effect to the telomeres, which are the end caps of the DNA.
End caps of the DNA, correct. Mm-hmm. So it's all I can see where it's all related. And that which, you know, works with the telomeres, obviously would you know, you could see the corollary to the stem cells and vice versa. So, well, this is all pretty amazing, and I know it's moving really fast. Over the last several years, there's been a lot of controversy that surfaces in the media. Of course, we know the media is pro pharma, and we know how, you know, the economics and politics are far more complex than the science.
Oh, yeah. It's all about money, and if it starts making an impact on that industry, it's going to get changed and shut down, and there's already controversy
just,
on that. So
yeah, that just goes with the territory, and I realize it's changing now like on all points. There's like a full-spectrum shift in the paradigm of healthcare, mm-hmm. from a disease care to true healthcare. In other words, from the chemistry of disease with drugs to the energies of health with quantum physics and quantum science. And of course, we saw that with the whole science of acupuncture goes back, you know, 1,000 years in China, you know, working with the energy body. And homeopathy in the West here, what, 100 years ago, it was huge in Europe and America and India and Pakistan, you know, half the world, you know, that was working with homeopathy. With now with quantum physics, they're understanding how it works, very subtle energy fields within the body. And I saw this coming along with the stem cells and the biophotonic, or the, you know, the bio the biomodulation with, you know, these photons, the energies. I'm seeing the same principles, quantum principles, now, you know, being recognized for results. You know, let the guru be results, and the results are so phenomenal. It's like, you know, how can you almost contest it, you know? And, of course, there will be always some backlash or opposition when you've got something, you know, a new paradigm that basically makes the old paradigm obsolete in part or whole. That will always happen. But there's a huge wave right now, not just in the field of stem cells, but also with understanding of things like the immune system and the microbiome. You know, the microbiome, they're saying, is 70 to 80% of the immune system.
Right.
And we never heard about that 10 years ago or even 5 years ago. And now it's like this huge thing of, like, we've got trillions of cells in our bodies that are the full range of fungus, bacteria, and viruses that are actually in an ecological relationship with the cells of the body, you know.
Right.
And so that's a huge thing. But this thing with the stem cells, what I'm seeing here, even locally, I've talked to different people who are having meetings, and there'll be people that'll have pain or some kind of pain on a joint or with carpal tunnel or something like that, and they'll just say, yeah, they'll raise their hand, yeah, I got a pain, and someone will go up with one of these patches and put the patch on, and the pain will be gone like in just like half a minute.
Yeah. Well, this is light therapy. It's like I try to give a visual for patients when I talk about it, because they can't comprehend it. I call it the deer in the headlights look. When you have that experience,
yeah.
Your brain is trying to process what just happened. This can't be this real, because why haven't I heard of this before? Well, it's like when you turn a light on, there's not a wait a few days or a week or a month. It's instant. That's the whole way lights turn on from the electrical system. So the body works in the same way. It's just trying to access the right light, the right frequency at the right time to turn on the light in the body and allow it to heal. So that's how the patch works. It's instant. Some people feel it later. Some people notice different types of changes. So I always tell people, it's one of those things that you just want to trust the body. The body's got an innate intelligence that's designed to heal itself, and it will take that light and do what it needs to do. So it will work on different priorities. So you just put it on. It's really easy. You put it on really anywhere on the body. It doesn't matter. They give a couple suggested placements, and it's turning on the cells, the stem cells, and they're going to go to work wherever there's an inflammatory issue, which could be in your knee, your heart, your brain, wherever it needs to, and they're going to start floating around and going to those areas. So if you have an area that is in pain or symptomatic, you can put it on that area. And that's what makes this so easy. It's the simplest therapy I've ever seen and used in 21 years of practice. So,
yeah.
But back to what you're talking about, there is a paradigm shift. I mean, the state of awareness of people are starting to shift because medicine doesn't work, insurance is a mess, and
yeah.
The whole health care is more disease care, and we're getting more into not even prevention, we're going into beyond that, and this is regeneration now. And there's that paradigm shift where people are starting to wake up. So the people
yeah.
that are listening, that are more of a higher conscious awareness, are going to get this type of therapy, because I've tried it on different people that are super skeptics, and it works. But
yeah.
there's this mass collective consciousness starting to happen where people are waking up and they're saying, this doesn't work, and they're being drawn to more alternatives, which is really, in my opinion, the right way to get healing and balance the body out with light, and that's what we're talking about tonight.
Yeah. Well, you know, Dr. Nicholas, I've been working in the field of holistic health care with four holistic health centers over the last 40 years,
mm-hmm.
and I've seen it evolve, and I've seen it go in, you know, different success, you know, of different modalities, and then combined modalities, and then integrative medicine, and, you know, different ways of developing, you know, the holistic concept. And I've seen, you know, the blowback and the opposition, and I saw this, you know, the history of this, you know, when I was with the doctor's office with the chiropractors 30 years ago.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And what I've seen here recently is a maturing of, you know, this concept of holism, and with the internet, what's working best, you know, empirical results, what's really working, is increasingly going mainstream, because again, the opportunity with the internet to, you know, care enough to share what's working, and people have their own testimonials, and there's nothing that'll provide a testimonial like pain relief. You know, when people are in pain, or, you know, have a healing crisis, and if they have results with something like these patches, they're going to share that with their friends, you know, that they know. And of course, with word of mouth and with the internet, it's very easy to share this with, you know, the nearest and dearest, or the, you know, at least your circle of friends. And this is what's going on, I believe, with the patches, the stem cell patches, that excites me, because I see this as an opportunity to take this mass awakening movement, you might say, to the next level. And that is, again, from the whole paradigm of the chemistry of disease and disease treatment to the energies of health and health, real health care, you know, building health to prevent disease. And
absolutely, yeah.
I see that. I see it. That's been coming, and this is why I get excited about this, because I see people being motivated, you know, out of what I call enlightened self-interest. You know, they find out what works with themselves or a loved one, and they want to share that with one of their friends, you know, or their circle of friends. And when I say enlightened self-interest, you know, I realize, and this is one of what excites me also about this, with the patches and this company I called LifeWave, that I believe they have this new patch, what is it, X39, with this LifeWave company, that you can provide these patches as a home business with a network marketing foundation, which is an industry that creates momentum, and, you know, is a sharing mechanism, you know, basically of enlightened self-interest, where you get a lot of people that are really good people persons, or in other words, they're really good with people, whether they're like fitness experts, you know, or health coaches, they call them, or doctors, you know, they mm-hmm. they have a way of basically have an incentive for sharing something that's really good,
right.
that's getting really good results. And it's like when I say enlightened self-interest, you know, you get return on your investment, even if you're not looking for it. In other words, if you're just with the intention of just helping, getting this in the hands of other people. I mean, you know, certainly don't have to be involved with it as a business or network marketing. You can do that anyway, off just referring people to the websites, you know, so they can see the information and get into it, you know, for themselves. But again, health coaches and professionals, you know, I have a lot of people in my network that consider themselves, you know, health coaches. You know, they're not medical doctors, but they really help people with a lot of stuff, with whether it be nutritionally or, you know, holistically, different modalities, mm-hmm. you know, things that, you know, just kind of, you know, self-care based.
And, well, I think that's what's really nice about LifeWave is that they're set up for people to, no matter what your level of interest, there's a place for you, meaning people can come in just to use it. And for me as a practitioner, I used it as a therapy, to be honest. And so it was something that I used to help treat patients with, and then I helped other practitioners get into it to use it as a therapy to help their patients. And so it's more of a hybrid system. So some people can do it as the networking part of the business of it, or they can just use it as something that they just want to use as a therapy personally or sell to their patients. And that's what Dr. Joe and I set up for the practitioner side of it, to make it more for therapy as a treatment. And it's over the counter, so you don't have to be a doctor or practitioner to get it. So there's multiple ways to use this, but for us, we weren't sure how to do it and when we first got involved, because we'd never done networking before. We were just chiropractors doing our thing and having big results, and we introduced it into the practice as a therapy, and it went viral. We had huge results. Well, once we understood the whole networking part of it, and we worked with a higher collective conscious people, we worked together as a whole, and it helped us grow really fast, and really, because we're only strong as our weakest link. So, but we had so much support that it grew really, really fast and helped more and more people.
You get a network of health professionals whose job has been pain relief, so their testimonials are going to be very specific to, you know, people that are suffering from chronic pain, and when the guru is results, you know, the results from it and the testimonials that came out of it, I can see that why that's driving momentum now, you know, for all kinds of health professionals and even laymen who are, again, whether I say laymen, you know, like health coaches,
sure,
but they're not medical professionals, but they're into, you know, sports therapy or sports nutrition, or, you know, supporting, you know, athletes, you know, with their different pains and injuries and stuff. And I mean, I know a lot of professionals in that regard who are really good at conveying information and sharing, you know, what's working for, you know, like their little black bag on the sports field. You know, they can pull out a patch and put it on an injury, or, you know, what I mean?
Totally. Oh, totally. I mean, if you want to help people, this is a product that you can obviously help people with, and you don't have to be a licensed practitioner to do that. So, I mean, it's really, and that's really the best part. It's like, if you want to help other people, you can share it, and it can be huge because you're getting the reward of helping people get well, and it works, and there's no side effects, and it's completely safe. There's no contraindications for medicine or any other types of therapies or surgeries, even at that.
Well, you know, so, I 30 years ago, I was in the doctor's office. I was the networking guy, and I actually worked with the doctors in different, you know, health networking programs. And I got into it, and I actually became a consultant in the industry. Got flown around the country doing contract manufacturing for companies that were starting up, you know, network marketing companies and different product manufacturing. So I really got into that industry as a consultant. And what I found is that you have the full spectrum of people's interest in networking. And some people, you know, it's not even for profit. They just want to network, you know, something good they want to share. And other people, they're interested strictly for a business, and they just really want to, you know, basically become financially independent, building a business by helping people. You know what I mean?
It's a win-win, right?
It's a win-win. And so you've got that full spectrum of people, you know, both ends of the spectrum, whether it's completely nonprofit or what I call enlightened self-interest. You know, you're good karma, you're put out, you know, you help people, and to the extent that you help other people, you know, you help yourself in a sense. And you've got that full spectrum and everything in between, you know, where you've got a combination. You've got, I'm sure, a lot of doctors that get into it to get the product, and they're not interested in building an organization, but all of a sudden they find out they've got people that, you know, are ordering through them and getting involved and building a business and with an income stream that comes back to the doctors. But that wasn't their interest at all, maybe, you know.
It's how it was for us. I mean, it truly was organic. We had no intentions of doing the business. We didn't understand it. We thought it wasn't something that worked. You know, that's, you hear all the negative stuff on it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And yet we never did one. We were never involved in one. So that was like, why are we just so going on this, assuming that it's not going to work? But so Dr. Jonah and I were one of these people that if you tell us we can't do something, we're going to show you we can. And we did. And we just did it, and we didn't really have support. We kind of did it on our own, but we made tons of mistakes, and there's a lot of mistakes that if we'd have known better, we would have probably done better, obviously, but now we know and have learned. So we're always offering the support to people to help them do that transition, especially the practitioner, because they get really fearful, some of them, just because they think it may hurt their practice, and it's completely counterintuitive. It actually builds your practice. I mean, when we first started using this, in the first month, we had an increase in our referrals by over 25%. I mean, it's probably the best tool product we could ever have tried, because, as you said, you put it on and you feel something right away. I've never seen anything like that. And again, 21 years of practice, it's just like, it's so fast. And patients want it quick. They want to heal. And they want it to be affordable. I mean, I can't reiterate that enough. So it's such a blessing for people. So, yeah, I get it.
And I'm looking at, you know, what can be done, you know, for people that just want to try it, you know, and experience it, or, you know, how they find out about it. And I know people here locally are working with it. You know, some are health professionals and others are just networkers, and they're networking, they're having meetings, and they just basically they get the background story. I mean, the videos that are on the website of LifeWave, what is it, LifeWave.com?
Correct.
Those videos alone are a good introduction, and they have other introductory material for free. And, you know, people that, you know, just want to share this with someone that they know in their family that has a pain problem, you know, and considering, you know, more serious intervention, or at least, you know, wants some kind of relief, you know, without opioids.
That's the thing. You think back to the original part of the call, it's on stem cell therapy. I was surprised when this first was coming out. I was like, just kind of, I wasn't sure how it was going to go over, because I didn't know how many people were interested into stem cell therapy or open to it. And come to find out, half of them, or not half, but a lot of them have already tried it. And I'm like, holy cow, this is bigger than I ever thought.
Oh, yeah.
So I felt I was behind the times on this and kind of like waking up to what's real and what's happening now. So, yeah, for something that you can obviously afford that's inexpensive and you can share with other people, you know, and get more people involved in it, that's really exciting. And for you to have that in your town there where people can go and learn about it and have the hands-on front, the face-to-face, having somebody, you know, show it to you would be great. So
yeah, well,
I definitely encourage that.
This is what happens, you know, pretty much every time you get a meeting of people, you've got someone that's got some kind of a pain, and they can smack one of those things on, and they'll go, I can't believe it.
Right.
You know, it's like right there in front of everyone says, well, I can't believe this. And this is pretty much a universal response. You know, this is, you know, from talking with different people that have been working with this for some time. So I'm looking at, you know, okay, this seems to be working, and I'm looking at the ramifications of it as far as, okay, this is the holistic healing in the right direction, because it's moving towards the whole paradigm shift from biochemistry to bioenergetics, you know, from from drugs, from whatever ails you, towards energy healing, you know, the cause behind the chemistry, the cause behind the cause. You know, the energetic terrain, bioenergetic terrain behind the biochemical terrain, and they're always related. But it's more, you know, we're Now we know, because of Einstein's, everything is energy, and we're just fields within fields of energy. And
sure.
They're all, you know, we've known for some time that the auric field is all integrated, and there's meridians. Acupuncturists showed us, you know, I've worked with electroacupuncture and the different meridians of the body, and how you can pretest the effects of homeopathics or nutritionals right in the circuitry of the body. So I've got enough background with this energy over the, you know, energy medicine, energy therapies of the last 30 years to know that there is a efficacy with it, and there's a science to it. And then when I saw this coming along with the, you know, the biophotonic, you know, the energy principles with these stem cells, I'm really quite excited about it. I don't know if you can tell, but this is to me a breakthrough.
It's a total breakthrough, and I mean, it's what's funny is it's been out for so long, and how many people still don't know about it. So again,
yeah,
that's the paradigm shift where there's that collective, everybody starting to wake up for the forms of light therapy, energy medicine therapy. So what's really good about LifeWave is that they've done clinical studies. They have over 70 clinical studies on the patches. They have over, I think it's 70 patents on different products that David's invented that's not even on the market yet.
Yeah.
And so the new patch is patented. So for the people that might think it's not real, it's when you patent something, that makes it real. That means it's got to have real science. It's got to show that it actually does do the things it says it does. So that's a big deal. So it's actually extremely big in Europe. The Europeans really kind of jumped on this 10 years ago, and it's really kind of taken off and gone viral in the European market. But for the U.S. market, they're now coming along and waking up to this whole concept because, again, the healthcare is broken. Medicine, drugs aren't healing the body. They're just masking the symptoms.
And because of the Internet, you know, what's working any place in the world is going to get exposure.
Yep.
And so with the advances, you know, and I've seen this with other products like the Swedish pollen extract. I've told you about the nutraceutical grade royal jelly. Been huge in Europe and the East, the Far East, and for everything from, you know, for cancer therapy, and now they use it for immunotherapy and drip IVs all over the world, and they're doing it in the United States, big pharma companies, and it's a nutritional product, and they're actually using, you know, at the source of the food chain, you know, the richest source of RNA, DNA, genetic material for, you know, building health, preventing disease. They're using it now, one of the big pharma companies, in drip IVs, and it's one of their biggest products. Of course, they use it on the back end, you know, after they wipe out your immune system with chemo and radiation, but, you know, because the big money's in chemo. But
it's where the big money is, right.
we got somebody coming on. Robert, would you like to add something?
No, I'd like to get clarification. What is could you have the doctor tell us precisely what the difference is between the pain patch and the stem cell patch? Because he said put the stem cell patch on, and you say the pain goes away, but that something isn't clicking there for me.
That's a great question, Robert. Let me explain. So, great question. So there are different patches, and like I said, the company's gone through like a couple different phases with patches. So the pain patch that they do have just reduces temperature variations by 4 degrees in 5 minutes. So when you're doing that, it's going to increase circulation, which is going to increase healing, which is going to allow the body to get out of pain. The stem cell patch is doing something completely different, and one of the benefits of bringing up the copper peptide is ultimately lowering inflammation. And the stem cells are attracted also to inflammation. Inflammation is pain typically. So we're all somewhat inflamed, and the more inflamed you are, like if your knee's hot and kind of swollen, and it's usually painful. You can be bone on bone and not be in pain. But once it starts getting hot or red, that's the inflammatory issues kicking in, which is becoming a pain typical response. So the stem cell patch, the X39, is going to start to heal and bring down that inflammation, and as it's healing, the pain's going to go away. So that's what's going to make it different than the actual pain patch that we have that's different. So each patch has different, again, lengths of light that they're emitting. So one's reducing inflammation, one's reducing stress, one's reducing toxicity. So those are different bandwidths of light that each patch is emitting to the body. The body picks up that light and knows exactly what to do with it. Based on that, we'll show clinical studies showing what it does to the body and how it's decreasing toxicity or elevating antioxidants. And that's basically how the different patches work with the different wavelengths of light. So I hope that answers it. Pretty lengthy answer, but I want to make sure it's clarification for you.
Did you get that, Robert? Hello? Robert, you still there? That's a good point. Yeah. Well, one thing, Dr. Nicholas, is I'm pretty convinced that this is going to be going and growing pretty fast. And I'll be putting out, we're doing this live right now, but this will be up in a podcast on my website here in a couple of days. And I'll have links in there for people, you know, that want more information. And there'll be contact information there. And, you know, for more specific, the websites for, the videos and the articles that people want to follow up with. So, Dr. Nicholas, we're going to have to wrap it up here before too long. Is there any concluding remarks you'd like to add about the stem cells and or, processes for utilizing these, for self-care?
You know, it's just so easy. It's so simple. It's almost like too good to be true. I just keep telling everybody you want to give it a try, but do it every day for a month. It's a very simple process. You just put on a little Band-Aid, put it on for 12 hours, take it off, put on a new one for 12 hours, and do that for a month. And so they're doing ongoing studies. There's still five studies that are going to be, they're doing still ongoing, because one of the things that's important is that for the age-reversing effects, they've shown after 6 weeks of using the patch, the internal functions of the arteries are 2 years younger. And so that's 6 weeks. So that means you think cardiovascular system, heart disease, all that different things. We're seeing a reversal, and they're going to continue doing this ongoing study just for the purposes of what's the body going to be like after being on it for a year, 2 years. So there'll be ongoing studies just to show people that it's doing regeneration. So depending on what you want to heal and how far you want to go with this, because people ask me all the time, how long do I wear it? And it's kind of entirely up to you. It's your priorities and your health. I always put that back on patients, and I tell them, you can do this for a week, you can do this for a month, you can do this for a lifetime. It just depends on what's the quality of life you want to feel. Dave is inventing this technology to combat the aging process, because we're all under such an assault from toxicities, stresses, EMFs. I mean, it's just getting worse.
Yeah.
So this is the types of technologies that he's inventing to help people safely, naturally, with no side effects. And this is it. So I'm in it. I'm full in it. I'm strong in it. And I support it 100%. So that's all I can say for you, Doc.
Wow. Well, in other words, it's a way to compensate for the extreme assault on our immune systems.
Absolutely.
Well, do they have like LifeWave? Do they have like charts on like the full spectrum, you might say, of all these different health conditions and which patches you use for the different conditions?
They can really do it for just types of symptoms. So they're not going to get into diseases, because they can't say they treat diseases. So if you have low energy, there's energy patches. If you have toxicity, there's a detoxing patch. If you have sleep issues, there's a sleep patch. So, but I am telling everybody to just start with this new patch, because it seems to help cover a lot of bases and may take care of a lot of the problems that we may be having. So I start off with that as a foundation and then build off of that. So we'll start with that patch for, say, a month or two, and then maybe add in different ones based on how well you're getting and based on what your priorities are. It's kind of like if you want to go to New York, you can walk to New York, you can fly, you can ride a bike, how fast you want to get there, and then we can start applying different ones to help you get faster results based on what those priorities are for you. So the website will show the studies. It'll show the different patches. Its main focus right now is on the new one. If you just go to the front of the website, you can see the videos. There's two really good videos. There's an ebook that the inventor has written that really gets into the nuts and bolts of how the patch works, basically all the patches, and gives some really good scientific information that will help for those people that really need to understand that. It's there, and it's just on a PDF. You can just download it. It's a great read. But then on the front of the website, just click on the product and then science, and you can see all the studies and all the other patches that they've done over the years. It's also on PubMed for the medical doctors that want to know if it's real science. It's on PubMed, which is, again, for people that don't know what that is, the public library of the government for medical science. For it to be on that, it has to be real science. So you can't fudge numbers because some people think, you know, some research is not real. For it to be on that, it's real science. So just thought I'd throw that out there.
The new patch we're talking about is what they call the X39.
Yep.
And we're going to provide this on the podcast page when I put it up, a link to the website. And Dr. Nicholas, this has been great today. I want to thank you very much for sharing with our listeners, and like to get back in touch with you, maybe do this again in another 6 months and kind of an update on what's going on with it, because I think it's a fast-moving field and the results are, to me, really exciting, and all the implications and ramifications of it. I'd like to, you know, keep in touch with you on it. So
absolutely.
So, yeah, thanks.
Appreciate it.
Oh, I appreciate having you on the show. Thanks for listening, everyone. Keep the faith, see the good, and make it so, and we'll catch you here in another few weeks. Bye for now.
Thanks, Doc. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.